Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have some fun audio for you that we got yesterday when we were at the parade. I think one of the things I heard a few times too was that a lot of people, this was the first time going to the parade, just because it's happened so many times before. They didn't go. And then I think they've realized that the Patriots could be at the end of this run. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady may not have that many more left in him, and they better get out there and see him.
It was 60 degrees.
And it was 60 degrees.
I contend that
too.
That was the reason. A lot of people made a shift.
Yeah, that was
it's
a part of it,
too. It's way easier to get your kids out and stuff if they don't have to be bundled up and complaining about, like, you know, temperatures and stuff.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I definitely think that had a lot to do with that.
Here is Salt, I guess, talking to some school kids.
Yeah.
Salt from X1041. You guys are holding our signs today. What school did you come from?
Saco.
Now, do they know that you're not in school today?
Yes.
Do they think you're sick?
I don't know. Yes.
And dad's
yes.
a principal.
So your dad's cool with it?
Yeah. Think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not quite sure?
No.
His dad's the principal? Is that what the other kids said?
I didn't see the principal anywhere around there, so I'm just saying.
I saw that the Globe had some really good pictures this morning, and one of them was a little girl holding a sign that said, like, Mrs. you know, Jones or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sick.
I think the favorite thing I saw yesterday too was somebody posted a picture of a 4-month-old baby, and was the caption was something along the lines of, "I'm only 4 months old, and I've already seen more championship parades than the New York Mets, the New York Giants. And the New York Knicks combined in the past decade."
It was crazy. We saw a guy that was right in front of Lear where we were at on the street, and he had his young infant daughter on his shoulders. I would say she was about 2. And then he had his other daughter who was about 4 or 5. She was like basically cradled on him in the front. And this guy was just
hanging on,
having
he
a good
amazing.
Time, just enjoying life. And I'm like, you are dad of the year right here, brother.
I met this girl, Jane, and this was after the parade. So she was just, you know, feeling the vibe of the parade. And then she tells me this interesting story of how she actually got to ride on a duck boat in a previous parade.
I am feeling pumped up. This parade was great. Tons of people. Energy was great.
Watching it from a rooftop, I've never had it. I mean, we've been to a lot of parades over the years, but watching it from a rooftop, that was pretty cool.
The rooftop, definitely best experience. I hope everybody at one point in their lives gets to watch a Boston parade from the rooftop.
Now, did any of the players, while they were waving, did you make eye contact with anybody?
I'm going to start the rumor that me and Tom Brady made eye contact.
And you actually rode in a duck boat parade before?
Yes, I worked for the Boston Duck Tours, and I was in the last Patriots parade.
So you were like in the duck boat where everybody's trying to figure out who exactly is in that duck boat?
Yeah, so actually I was the most famous person on that duck boat.
Oh, you didn't have any athletes on the boat?
No, just me.
And you're waving like crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that was awesome. Go Pats.
Cool, go Pats.
That is funny when you see the duck boats come by and you're like, who's on that one? Oh, team doctors. Okay, sales staff. Yay, sales staff.
Front office. If it weren't for them, you wouldn't get to watch games. So.
Yeah, they're,
you're right.
The practice squad and the coaching staff was completely empty. That was the one duck boat yesterday.
There was a duck boat.
I have video. I'm looking at video of it right now.
There was nobody on it.
Just the guys driving. I'm like, come on.
Why wouldn't I have been on it?
If you had a nickel for everybody who said, why wasn't I on it? We could buy coffee.
Why is it that we get so goofy when we think they see us too?
They see you. Yeah.
I know, but it's just so goofy that we like when they.
Jules made eye contact with
me. He pointed our direction. Did you see that? He looked up here and waved.
When Blondie pointed at me at Mixfest a couple years ago. Same.
I couldn't see anything. I was wearing a giant Tom Brady
you really
fat head
did
in
not
my
let
jacket.
That go.
Salt was so funny. People were taking pictures with him.
I didn't even know they were taking pictures with me.
And he was smiling behind the picture too.
All right, one more piece of funny audio. Salt, what can you tell us about this guy?
So it got started early yesterday, and contrary to all of the warnings from the mayor, people
without question,
decided to drink in public.
I'm Salt from Mix 104.1. What's your name?
Max.
Max, what time did you get out here today?
What time I get out? What time I get here?
This is not a hard question.
About 8 o'clock, and I'm already half in the bag, baby.
Yeah, no, that's clear. That's clear. That's clear. What do you got hanging around your neck here? What is this?
My dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
My dad.
Your dad is Tom Brady.
Of course, I kiss him on the lips every night before I go to bed.
I love it. I love it.
And then I turn to his friends, and they just are pounding beers in the street. I'm just like,
it's not silly that we like it when they stare at us. It's silly when people call Tom Brady their dad.
He was wearing a baseball card around a medallion, and it was Tom Brady, and that's why I was just like, what? I thought it was a pass.
I literally can't.
To like get like, you know, one of the like duck boat passes.
What time I get here?
This is not a hard question.
About 8 o'clock, and I'm already. Half in the bag, baby.
Yeah, no, that's clear. That's clear.
That's clear.
What do you got hanging around your neck here? What is this?
My dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
My dad.
Your dad is Tom Brady.
Of course, I kiss him on the lips every night before I go to bed.
Holy gosh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.